From Washington, this is VOA News. A cessation of hostilities set to take effect this week in Syria. The U.S. and Russia Monday announced agreement on plans for a truce by Saturday. It would apply to all parties in the conflict, with the exception of militant groups like the Islamic State and Nusra Front. Under the plan, the parties involved would limit use of force to situations such as self-defense. They would also agree to provide unhindered access to humanitarian aid. The U.S. and Russia are co-chairs of a ceasefire task force that's part of the 17-nation International Syria Support Group. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said over the next days, the task force will work out standard operating procedures.
It's a challenging environment, but I think if we can get to Saturday, if we can put this in place, if we can put a mechanism in place that, and I'm not saying it's going to operate smoothly from day one, but that looks at when there are violations, who's behind those violations, and then it's ultimately on each of the parties to either buy into this or not. And so, you know, this is partly a test of that commitment.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Presidents Obama and Putin spoke about the matter.
We recognize that this is going to be difficult to implement. We know that there are a lot of obstacles, and there are sure to be some setbacks.
But he called it a moment of opportunity. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Burundi, where he's holding talks with President Pierre Nkurunziza and members of the opposition and civil society in a bid to end 10 months of violence caused by Mr. Nkurunziza's successful re-election bid last year. His decision sparked violence that has killed hundreds and forced thousands of others to flee. Ahead of his arrival, at least three people were killed in gun and grenade attacks. This is VOA News. The head of the UN Commission of Inquiry on the Human Rights Situation in Syria, Sergio Pinheiro, said Monday that crimes against humanity continue to be perpetuated by Syrian government forces and the Islamic State, as well as a growing set of international actors.
The involvement of an ever-growing number of actors in the conflict has led to an escalation of hostilities, which in turn has resulted in more killings of civilians, often deliberately, and widespread destruction of infrastructure, accession to civilian life. The ongoing destruction of homes, hospitals, schools, markets, and bakeries makes it near impossible for people to meet the most basic needs and forces them to live in constant fear for their lives.
The panel, which conducted hundreds of interviews, criticized the participation of direct and active military involvement of other countries, saying Syria has become a multi-sided proxy war. The death toll from the powerful cyclone that struck the South Pacific island nation of Fiji Saturday has risen to at least 29. The Category 5 cyclone, named Winston, packed winds in excess of 300 kilometers per hour, reducing many homes to rubble, flooding streets, uprooting trees, and scattering debris. Days after incumbent Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni was reelected, police rearrested main opposition leader Kizza Besigye as he tried to leave his home where he's been kept under house arrest. Uchenna Emolonye, who visited Besigye at a police station, is a UN High Commissioner for Human Rights representative.
He has not been informed formally or informally why he's being detained. And as a matter of fact, we were the first guests, so to speak, that met him. So until now, he has been kept without any information or without any access.
The electoral process has been criticized by the European Union, the U.S., and the chief observer of the Commonwealth of Nations. Kenya's top athletics official, Isaac Mwangi, Monday was provisionally suspended from Athletics Kenya by the Ethics Board of the International Association of Athletics Association. He's suspected of potential subversion of anti-doping procedures in the cases of two Kenyan runners who alleged he demanded bribes to reduce their doping bans. He's denied any wrongdoing. The U.S. Defense Department is expected to unveil a plan Tuesday to close the Guantanamo Cuba Detention Center within 90 days, something President Obama has pledged to do while in office. There are still more than 90 terror suspects being held at the facility. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is in Washington for 3 days of talks amid tensions over its claims in the South China Sea. After acknowledging deployment of surface-to-air missiles in the Paracels, a new report says China has installed radar systems in the Spratlys. Oil fell in Asia trading after rising Monday over news of declining U.S. oil production.
That's the latest world news from VOA.